In Japan, traditional musical instruments are making a comeback, spurred on by some very non-traditional musicians. Several instruments are even being used by some of Japan's most famous rock stars. But as reporter Brian Shi reports from Tokyo, not everyone is applauding the trend.
When Michio Yagi plays the koto, often described as a horizontal harp, nothing she does is right. She hunches intensely over her 21-string slab of polonia wood when she should sit demurely behind it. Proper koto players pluck out one note at a time using only three fingers. Yagi bangs it using twisted wooden dowels, metal spoons, and even a wind chime wedged between the strings, which she then slaps with a stick. In fact, a British music magazine tagged her, not a koto player, but a koto basher. She took it as a compliment.
With other instruments, there are people testing the possibilities. But with the koto, I think I'm the only one who thinks there's meaning in adding distortion or using electronics.
When Yagi was learning the koto, she was expected to copy her master's form precisely. But after attending the annual Bang on a Can music festival in New York, a showcase for new music, she became inspired to push the limits of her instrument. It's paid off. Now Yagi's one of Japan's leading improvisationalists, holding her own with violin and guitar virtuosos, as she does at this small jazz club. Yagi's not alone in making new music with old instruments. Modern musicians are using the shakuhachi, a wooden flute, and the shamisen, a sort of three-string banjo, to create music that sounds a lot like, well, just listen. The Yoshida Kyodai, or Yoshida Brothers, are full-fledged stars and will be touring the United States this fall. Their fingers fly over the long, thin neck of their shamisen while they grunt, sweat, and smile. Critics berate them for these breaches of protocol, but Ryochiro, the older brother, says they can't play any other way.
We try to play in a traditional style, but, you know, when we perform that way, it's no fun. Sitting straight back, eyes looking straight forward, it really wasn't us. And we thought that if we don't enjoy ourselves, the audience won't either.
Traditional Japanese music had never been for the masses. Only the richest families could afford the elaborate system of escalating prices charged by master teachers. Students also had to pay steep license fees to teach under the master's name, or even to appear on the same stage together. This so-called Iemoto system kept the teachers in business, but left little room for creativity. Takafumi Tanaka, the editor of a magazine dedicated to Japanese traditional music, says the Iemoto system is dying as younger Japanese musicians break out on their own.
If the numbers of people saying, I just want to play music, I don't need a license, increases, the system will collapse. Students now hate the Iemoto system because the restrictions are so tight. A lot of young people now want to be free. They want to make their own music.
To critics of their music, Kenichi Yoshida says he and his older brother do feel strongly about traditions. He says the proof can be found in their music.
When we make a song, that traditional way of playing the shamisen is always there. There would be no meaning to it otherwise. For example, when we make a song, if someone says it's fine without the shamisen, or wouldn't a guitar work just as well, then the need for the shamisen would end up vanishing completely.
Magazine editor Tanaka expects a new generation of classical musicians, inspired by the likes of Yagi and the Yoshidas, to emerge over the next 5 years as they graduate from high school. Classical Japanese music will no longer be what it was. For NPR News, this is Brian Shi from Tokyo.